can't be given back. Shut my mouth and strike the demons. Cursed you and your reasons.
Thank you. to see me working out. This is non-stop, you gotta go faster. Ain't stop until tonight. Jumping on my bike, helmet on tight. Gotta get to work real fast, if I wanna make this last. Trying to look fancy on a budget, working out great if I gotta say. I don't take anything for granted, appreciate what I have to pay. But I'm
Hello. I believe we are on the air. Welcome everybody to Post Adolescence Glow. My name's Amelia. I'm so excited to be hosting you guys this fall. And I just want to give a huge shout out to Kim, Daniel, Constantine, and Alec for keeping this going last semester. And Michelle, she's not here yet, but she'll be here soon. And I'm just filled with joy and excitement to be here. And I'm also so excited to be introducing Miss Nora Meyer. I met her at my work at Club Passim in Harvard Square, this little iconic hole-in-the-wall bluegrass studio. It's not a studio, it's a venue. But there are just so many amazing young artists and singer-songwriters there. And Nora is one of the ones that's really just I don't even know. She just really impresses me and touches my heart with her music. And I'm so excited to be introducing her today. And then Brady will be playing with her on drums and Grace will be on keys. I'm going to sing a little song with them at the end. But go ahead and introduce yourself, Nora.
Okay. Hi, I'm Nora. I am Amelia's coworker.
Woo!
And I love to absorb details of her life like a sponge.
Oh, my God. She knows all
the
tea.
Clock.
So bad.
I live for the Amelia lore.
It's probably torturous, but also exciting.
It's a bonus of my job.
You're a bonus.
Well, I am a songwriter in the Boston area, and I write all my own material. Everything I play today will be things I've written except for the last song we sing.
Oh, wow!
So, I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So what's the name of your first song today, Nora?
First song is Stranger to Me.
Stranger to Me. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have you get into that song, and if you feel like you can tell us a little bit about what that one's about once you're done.
Cool. When I'm done. Okay.
Or when you're done or now.
We're going to get into it, and then I'll tell you about it.
Okay. I'm like, see what a surprise. All right.
Day you moved away, all I could do was cry. Daddy took the keys and wouldn't let me drive. I felt like I had lost you for the 100th time. Close when we were young, children in the park, staying out too late, trading secrets in the dark. But we never found the right words when things fell apart. I was scared you'd be a stranger to me. Years within your orbit, traveling in and out. I tried to act indifferent each time you came around. Played your song, I broke down and cried. And time is the rival, and pride's losing game. Cause all of my records sound like echoes of your name. And I don't want to face goodbye, even if things aren't. A stranger to me. Hey. I won't push you out, I won't pull away, I won't hold you down to try to make you stay. It's enough just to be honest and to know that we're okay. Cause even if it's years before I see you again, I know I haven't lost you, I know I never can. It took a while to figure out, but I think I understand that you could never be. You could never be. You could never be a stranger to me. A stranger to me.
That was very beautiful, a perfect start to the semester.
Thank you. This is Kim, by the way. I'm talking again. It feels so weird to be behind the microphone again. It's been so long. But yeah, Nora, if you want to talk a little bit about that song.
I will.
Some background.
I'm going to talk in tune at the same time. So if you hear guitar strings going crazy, that's just what it is. So that's a song that I wrote about a friendship I had that spanned many years. And I think it's just about, like, lifelong friendships in general, the ones that you just can't really shake, but they really change shape over time. So, I don't know. It was one of the first ones when I was learning how to play guitar that I wrote, because it's in this open tuning. And I had taken a guitar lesson with this songwriter named Kristen Lee Hudson, who he was giving guitar lessons on Zoom during the pandemic. And it was like anybody who had donated to a bail fund could have a free guitar lesson. And so I sent him my bail fund receipt, and I was like, are you for real, man? Like, is this actually happening? And he said yes. So he taught me that tuning. It's an open E-flat tuning.
That's a great story, Nora. I love that story.
Yeah. He was a nice guy. All right. We're going to play another one that I wrote about my mom's hometown, Secrets. My mom is from a town of like 2,000 people, and I wrote this song kind of about how, like, towns have stories that everybody knows but nobody talks about, and they're just kind of like accepted town lore. So it's about that.
I want to know more about that.
It's kind of, yeah. It's like everything, all the small town things. Do we have a working the sustain pedal?
Oh yeah.
Sweet. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Thank God. I need it for this song.
Yeah. This song needs.
Timing. Shout out to Constance.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Grace Quackenboss is on the piano. And she's
got. That's me.
Quackenboss. That's your last name.
That's real.
I was like, I thought maybe it was like your stage name. Like,
no.
You were just really into,
I'm not that creative.
Quackenboss.
It was given
that's
to me.
Cool.
God-given name is Quackenboss.
Yeah.
All right. I start this one off, yes. Okay.
Sun is rising in the valley. A stretch of blue road curves into the highway, reaching away. Empty pastures, sleeping mouths. Ceremony buried under fallow skirts or cathedral.
that was awesome and so beautiful. There was definitely like such a haunting feeling to that, as you talked about like the little gossipy messages that are like passing through. I can really imagine that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm gonna talk in tune again, but we're close. We're doing someone else. Yeah, it's I wrote that one. So the town has a road called Farm to Market Road, which is like the quaintest, most disgusting thing I've ever heard, but it's so pretty. And I was taking a drive there one time at sunset, and it's really windy. So I was like, how could I put that in a song, like what this looks like and what it feels like to be here, and to know that, like, I don't know, in that town it's like people in my family like built houses and like things that like you don't get when you live in a city, and
there's something really like poignant about like the like 'tis a gift to be simple, you know, like, you know, that's how it kind of is, like,
'tis a gift to be simple.
You know that fucking that song? I sang that in choir when I was little. Yeah, me too. 'Tis the gift to be simple. Well, I think that's a really lovely story, and I just love to hear people talk about their original songs they wrote, because, I mean, it's great to have cover bands in here, but there's really something special about getting to hear the real stories behind, like, what inspired you to write, and how your songs ended up kind of, like, sounding the way they do, because I think... Yeah. It's always a result of and a product of that, you know. Let me help you.
I'm like dropping my.
And I'm just standing here watching her struggle, not doing
anything. They don't tell you about radio, is that? There's like a million things happening when you're not.
Oh yeah.
You can't see
it. Lots of chords and technical things going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and have you get into your next song.
Yeah.
Given the time.
Yeah. We'll do this one and then we'll break. Yeah.
Is yes. That right? Yes. Or maybe two more.
Yeah, maybe two more. We'll do this one and one more.
Two more, and then we'll take a little break.
Awesome.
I'm going to go ahead and not interrupt you between those next two songs, though.
Okay.
So you can chat, but I'm going to let you do your thing, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
I'll still probably have to tune, but that is okay. Ready? So this is Mean Grace.
Yay!
Playing all my hometown songs up front. I can tell she's mad at me. She hasn't called me up in weeks. I used to tell her everything. Now I hide. I'm cold in ways I've always been. And still she seems like she's hell-bent on making me feel whole again. When will she learn? Maybe she's right and I'm lost, but I don't need her help. She reminds me who I am. And I wish that I could be someone else. The last time we were both in town, she wanted just to drive around. Time's sake, I let her down. I always do. But I had to make a quick escape to survive the holidays. So I drove back on Christmas Day before she. She's right and I'm lost, but I don't need her help. She reminds me who I am when I wish that I could be someone else.
She keeps on trying, trying to reach out after all this time. How could it feel the same again? Maybe she's right and I'm lost. I don't need her help. She loves me as I am. But I wish that she could love someone else.
Amazing. I love that. Was wow, that was really beautiful. That was really, really beautiful. We're all sitting back here like, oh my god. I'm gonna stop talking though so you can introduce your next song.
I think we'll do Right Hand Man next. Cool. So that was a song I wrote about just feeling, oh wow, that's actually a really similar tuning. I just noticed that. I don't usually play these songs back to back. CGG.
I knew that was gonna happen. I had a feeling when I woke up this morning I'd break a string.
No.
I spoke it into existence. Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, we're all like back here like, oh, no. We got another guitar.
You have another guitar?
Yes. Okay. Daniel's guitar. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's good. Should we take our break now?
Yes,
and then
we
I can go switch out
now.
The guitar?
Yep.
Oh, I willed it into existence. I'm a little too powerful today.
That just means you can manifest your destiny.
Okay, I'm going to go try to, like, do a lot. I'm going to kind of try and cast some spells this afternoon.
You should.
Because I'm working with some potent energy
I'll let you know. I have some that I need you to put out there for
me. Okay. Worst comes to worst, I can always play some more piano songs, too. But if we can switch out the guitar, that's
awesome. Oh, we do. We got another guitar. But in the meantime, while they're fixing that up.
Beautiful.
It's a little switcheroo. I'm going to go ahead and have you tell me a little bit about just, like, some of the projects you're working on and...
Yeah, how about Brady and Grace say some saying. Projects they're working on?
Okay. Yeah. We actually need to do our PSA very quickly. Kim just reminded me. I literally always forget that part. So we're going to do that quick. Alec, you ready? Go ahead and hit it.
So ready. Hey. Okay. PSA real quick. Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug legal for adults, a recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose. When you get high, your brain functions differently. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body produces perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times most dangerously when you're faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. If you're under the influence of anything, never think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. A public service message from WMFO, Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to you guys.
Short and snappy. That was freaking awesome. Thank you, Alex. Okay, we're getting settled up with our new guitar. So, Miss Nora.
Yeah?
Do you have any shows coming up that you want to tell us about?
Well, tomorrow I'm playing at the Roslindale Porch Fest.
Wait, talking to the mic, my dear.
Oh. Tomorrow I'm playing at the Roslindale Porch Fest.
Ooh.
I think it's at 1 o'clock. Yeah, it's at 1 o'clock. All the different addresses for the houses are on the internet.
Yeah. Well, can you drop your Instagram handle?
Yeah, my Instagram's pretty easy. It's nora.pdx, like
Portland, Oregon. Nora.pdx.
Nora.pdx, like Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Because I'm from Portland, Oregon, but I actually haven't lived there in 4 years.
Still, a part of you lives on there.
But a huge part of me is still there. So, yeah, that's happening tomorrow. And then... I'm playing a SoFar show next Sunday night.
Ooh, okay.
And that's a secret location that I can't say. But you, if you get tickets to So Far in Jamaica Plain, they'll send you the address.
Wow, that sounds really fun. I've never heard of that before. That's very cool. So when you play at gigs like that, do you like, how do you like plan out what songs you're going to sing?
How do I plan what songs I'm going to sing?
Yeah, or how do you pick them?
Well, I usually like write myself a list that's too long and then cherry pick the ones that I'm feeling in the moment.
Yeah.
I learned that from my friend Jess Kerber, because sometimes you just don't feel like singing a certain song, so you over-prepare them, and then you have a little bit of wiggle room.
You can feel it out in the moment.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, I've switched out my guitar if you want to hear one more.
Yeah, I do want to hear one more. Cool. Then we can keep chatting. Sounds All right. Good. Hit it, Nora.
And I think you start this one.
Wait, can you play your first chord? Half step down.
Grace was like, your capo's in the wrong place. Cool. Ready?
Yeah. So I started?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. This time I'm angry. Don't try to call me back. I said a few things I regret, but I think I'm okay with that. You keep this shit down long enough and it brings you down with it. Every time that I hear your voice, I forget. You knew that I would, cause you know that I really love you. How long can you expect me to make one more excuse? I can't be. Time I do, I feel it. I get further away from you. I don't want to fight, but I don't want to act like it's okay. I look at you, look at me like I hate. Shit down long enough and it doesn't go away. I can't be your right hand man. I can't take the fall again. Cause every time I farther away from you. I feel that I get farther away from you.
Right hand man, that was so lovely, Nora.
I should have asked you if I could swear on air.
Yeah, the rule is that you can't, but we're gonna pretend like it didn't happen. That's what we do every week. Not do that, but that's okay.
Sorry, Amelia.
No, it's okay. We should have told you guys. But I liked it, so I don't really care.
Corrupting the youth.
We're done corrupted. So how many more songs you got of your originals?
I've got three more planned.
Okay.
But we can always cut a couple. Whatever works for you.
Because it is 12:40, so we got 20 minutes. I think Sweet. You could fit three, and then we could add on Money the Miles at the end if we have time. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
All right.
We can do two more, and then we'll see where we're at for time, and then okay. we can either...
Yeah. And then, yeah. I'll follow up with you about that.
Nice.
So before we get into this next song, I just want to ask you, like, when did you start writing music? When did you start playing instruments?
I started playing instruments when I was 6.
Nice.
I was really, like, adamant that my parents signed me up for piano lessons, even though the teacher in my area wouldn't take people until they were 8, and my hands were too small. So my kindergarten teacher assistant, she was like the classroom assistant, she was my first piano teacher.
Nice.
Because none of the other ones would take me. And then I started doing voice lessons. I don't know. I was a teenager when I started
voice lessons.
Yeah, and I started writing songs when I was 12 because I have a teacher named Morea. And she started voice lessons with me. I was probably 11 or 12, actually. And we would just get together and sing Alicia Keys and Sarah Bareilles, and I thought she was the coolest person I'd ever met in my life. And she's a recording artist. She's actually incredible. Her name's Morea Massa.
Nice.
But she took me... She told me I could come to her friend's recording studio if I wrote a song. So I had never been to a recording studio, and I wanted to do that more than anything. So that's how I wrote my first song.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I always kind of wonder if my, like, musical theater-focused voiced coach ever introduced me to that side of stuff, like, earlier in my life where I'd be now. So I was always kind of curious when you got your start.
I remember I was really stubbornly against it. Were you ever, like, offered it and then, like, refused it?
The writing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did exactly that and then pursued theater because it felt easier. But honestly, what feels so much more natural and real and, like, therapeutic to me is being able to express myself in my own way, you know? And, like, musical theater really, like, trained me and helped me get some vocal chops going, but, like, also I think as far as, like, expression goes, being around, like, other musicians that are writing is a really special thing. It's really inspiring for me now, as old as I am. I feel so old hearing about all these people starting so young in their lives, but everyone's got to start somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's not a straight path.
What's your favorite musical, Amelia? Have we ever talked about that?
No, we haven't. But my favorite musical is Waitress.
Okay.
Shocker.
What's your favorite Golden Age musical?
I love The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Sound of Music is really good, but I also... That's a hard question. I haven't thought about this in a long time, honestly. Yeah, probably The Sound of Music. I'll go with that one.
Do you ever get those reels on Instagram that are like Christopher Plummer Sound of Music, like Zaddy reels, where they're like, where he's like ripping up the Nazi flag and it's like...
He's like so hot and you're like, I'm not supposed to like this, but I like this.
That just says a lot about me that's in my feed.
Yeah. No, that's a good sign. It's a big waving green flag in my book.
I don't know what my favorite musical is, but anyways.
I'm like, damn, I want to know what your favorite musical is.
I'll think about it. Probably Fiddler on the Roof. I love Fiddler on the Roof.
That's such a good one.
Like, every song's a...
I need to go look at my Spotify and then I'll get back to you with my real choice. But I'm going to go ahead and have you start with your next one. I love chatting with you, Nora, and hopefully I'm working with you the next time I'm scheduled.
I
don't know.
I hope so too. All right, let's do Release Me. So, this is my situationship song. Okay, ready? Know that I wanna be loved by you. Soft touch on a shoulder blade. Warm voice when you speak my name. You know that I wanna be loved by you. You tell me you're lost inside yourself, and that's why you can't commit. So you take what you cannot give, dragging me down inside yourself. You leave me hanging on the line, like maybe you'll still change your mind. Please,
sun sets and our shadows cross. See everything we could be. What do you see when you look at me? Is it just your dad staring at me? 'Cause hope is an ache inside my chest. Each time that you let me down, when I was hoping you'd come around. Hope is not the same.
That was amazing.
Wow. What do you guys think? We got time for one more?
Yes, you do.
And then a little Many of the Miles?
Oh, yeah, you got time.
Oh, yeah.
So please take your time. I get all stressed out about the time, but we have 12 minutes, so.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Okay, sweet. Let's do one more and then that. Would you guys rather do You, Babe, or No Plan?
I think No Plan.
How do you know, though?
It's a jolly
Nikki
little
Nikki says No Plan.
Will you guys tell us about what No Plan is about?
Yeah. Okay.
We have time.
So this one is, I wrote it in May. I had just graduated. Sorry, I'm thinking and tuning at the same time. I was freaking out, as you do after you graduate, and I had this idea to, like, I give myself little prompts, writing prompts sometimes, and my prompt that I gave myself was write a song about trust but never say the word trust. And
that's an awesome prompt.
Yeah,
can you give me some? I'm gonna ask you for some prompts.
I'll give you some prompts.
I'd love that.
Yeah, I teach a class at PASSIM, so I'm if songwriting, so I'm constantly trying to think of, like, what would I give a student who, like, doesn't want to start from ground zero in their songwriting.
Yeah. I need to take a songwriting class with you, Nora.
It's
once
fun.
Once I get a better grip on my academics.
I really think, like, I don't know. I'm pretty new to it, relatively. I just started doing it this summer. And I feel supremely underqualified to, like, if I think of myself as a teacher, but I feel more qualified if I think of myself as a facilitator, which is kind of nice. You just, like, kind of give people the space to do.
Even a guide and a mentor, I think, like, getting the process going is 60% of the work.
Yeah, and just the act of showing up
every
week, like, for an hour and a half is going to make you a better writer. So I tell them that at the get-go. I'm like, no matter what you do, as long as you show up, it will happen.
Nice. Well, I'm going to come and I'm going to show up. I need a few weeks. Yeah, but I would love to do that with you.
You could just run upstairs on your server shift and
okay.
Jam.
Don't ask me twice. All right.
But yeah, this is one that I wrote when I was like, the song that ended up coming out of the trust prompt was one about trusting myself instead of a song about trusting other people, which was what I was going to write. So maybe I still have to write that song. But this ended up just being like, I think everything's going to be okay.
Everything is going to be okay.
Yeah. All so right. That's how I wrote this one.
Oh, I love that. Beautiful. All
right.
Ready?
I'm a steady hand on the wheel at night. I'm at home when I'm in my own bed. I said a few things that I can't take back, but I meant every word that I said, every word that I said. There's a drawer in my kitchen where I keep small things, so I know that they won't get lost. And my time is mine to do what I like. I can do all the things that I want, anything that I want.
Actually happy.
Yeah. That was so beautiful.
That was nice.
Yay. Okay, it's 12:53, so that's perfect timing.
Sweet.
Is there anything else you want to chat about before you go? Or anything you have on your mind that you want to share or you feel excited about or
Okay. Wait, I have to think of all the things I'm like afterwards I'll be like, I should have said that. I'm going to record an album in October. Brady's going to be there too.
That's so
play
exciting.
Some drums.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it.
October's like in a week.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, October's in a week. Oh my God, October's in a week.
That's crazy, right?
Jeez.
Time to make an album.
Yep, time to make an album. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's
going to
be really fun. And more shows are coming up in the fall, so you can find them online. I also want to say again that Brady Dallas Jones and Grace Quackenboss played with me today.
Yes, they did. They played so beautifully. And please check us out on Instagram so that you can get all these lovely people's artist info and give them a follow and keep up with what they're doing. That is the most important part of what we do here, is just this networking and outreach and creating a platform for musicians to be heard on the air. And I'm just so excited to have local people here that aren't Tufts students. It's so exciting. And I'm just really excited to see all of the stuff you guys accomplished this year, and it's just really exciting to be having, like, working artists in here, and though I love the students,
it's very cool to hear what you guys are all up to.
Thank you for asking me to do this, Amelia. I appreciate it.
I'm like thrilled you're here. So thank you for coming on the show. I think we have a great rest of the semester ahead of us, and this is a wonderful way to kick it off. So awesome. Seems like we're going to have to switch out some a mic here. If you're getting weird sound, sorry about that. But we're going to go ahead and sing. Well, hold on.
We're gonna go. You slapped me in the face with a mic. It's okay.
We're live.
Yes, we are live. And we're gonna go ahead and sing this song called Many the Miles by Sarah Bareilles, because we're all big, crazy Sarah Bareilles fans here. And how could we not sing a Sarah Bareilles song? So, yeah, we're gonna do that. And then we're gonna go ahead and have a little breaky break. And Daniel Miner, Odessa's little starlet, one and only, is gonna come and get set up in here, and then we'll go ahead and get him going. So thank you guys so much for everyone who tuned in for the lovely Miss Nora Meyer set, along with Brady, oh, what's your last name, Brady?
Jones.
Jones on drums, and Grace
Quackenboss.
Yeah. Wait, what is it?
Quackenboss.
Quackenboss.
Yeah.
Okay, I cannot forget that one. You guys are all amazing today, and I'm so excited to sing with you guys. Yay. So here's that.
When I was a child, I bought laceless Converse because Sarah Bareilles had them on the cover of this album.
And like, I can't forget those days. I had like a Brave t-shirt. I would wear it all the time. Yeah. I was so obsessed with it.
One time, I started my first period at the Brave concert. True story.
Oh my god. That's so fun. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Formative things.
Wait, hold on. Amelia, I don't think your mic is like working at all.
You want to do a little mic share moment?
So, honestly, wait, are you going to play the guitar?
No, I can
Here, I'll just sing
one.
Into this guitar mic.
Maybe.
Okay.
Is that a bad idea?
I think let's just share
no,
a mic.
I think
this is going to work.
Oh. Now, Kim's getting me all doctored up, so.
Well, we switched the mic, and now we're going to switch the cord. So.
Okay. Hopefully they were able to hear what I was saying. Sorry if you did not hear what I was saying.
The other mics were picking it up a little bit, but it was on the quiet side. But it's all good.
Okay. That's okay. For everybody that's curious, that's Constantine. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Constantine.
I'm always here, even if you don't hear me.
They're always watching.
Okay, let's go. I'm gonna. Okay. How does this sound? You got sound?
No.
Okay.
Still no sound.
No sound. Sorry. Thank you for your patience, guys.
I think you should just share.
Yeah.
We're gonna go ahead and share this little mic.
I mean, you could just, like, take mine.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, you sing a lot more than I do, so.
All right. You can do another chair, too.
So many things.
Why is that not working? That's so
weird.
Know.
Okay.
It's fine before.
I'm going to go ahead and take this off, and then I will hold it in your face when we sing harmonies.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Does that
sure.
sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got it?
Okay.
Too many things I haven't done yet. There's too many sunsets I haven't seen. You can't waste the day wishing it slowed down. You would have thought by now I'd have learned something. Yeah, yeah.
Stuck in the low life, then love comes in. How far do I have to go to get to you? Many the miles, many the miles. Oh, how far do I have to go to get to you? Many the miles. Ooh, send me the miles, and I'll be happy too.